弟兄姐妹，诸位平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
感谢神的恩典，今天又来到安息日。
Thanks for the grace of God. Today is Sabbath holiday again.
愿主耶稣带领我们能够享受这个心灵里的安息。
May the Lord Jesus Christ guide us to have the true rest in the spirit.
奉耶稣圣名，让我们来讲道。
In the name of the Lord Jesus, I preach.
今天跟大家一起来讲到一个题目，叫圣灵所结的果子。
Today I will preach a topic, the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的果子。
The fruits of the Holy Spirit.
我们看一下加太书。
Let's read the book of Galatians.
第五章。
Chapter 5.
22-23.
Verse 22-23.
加太书第五章。
The book of Galatians, chapter 5.
第二十二节、二十三节。
Verse 22 and 23.
二十二节，奉耶稣圣名来读：圣灵所结的果子，就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制，这样的事没有律法禁止。
22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness.23. Gentleness, self-control, against such there is no law.
这讲到说这个圣灵结了九样的果子。
The verse tells us there are 9 fruits of the Spirit.
其实就是讲，就是说当我们受圣灵之后，我们要顺从圣灵而行。
When we receive the Holy Spirit, we also need toHave the obedience to the Holy Spirit.
所以如果我们去看加太书第五章前面，他就讲了说，其实圣灵它是跟我们肉体的情欲在交战的。
If we read the chapter 5 in the book of Galatians, the whole chapter talk about the Holy Spirit against with the lust of the flesh.
那情欲的事情，其实它是显而易见的。
And the lust of flesh is obvious.
在第五章的19-21，他讲到说这个关于情义的一些事情。
In chapter 5, the book of Galatians, verse 19-21, the verses talks about which kind of the lust of the fleshes.
我们可以看一下。
Let's read the verses.
19节。
19.
神欲所情欲的事都是显而易见的，就如奸淫、污秽、邪荡。
19.Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness,
20节,
licentiousness.
20节, 暴相、邪术、仇恨、争竞、嫉恨、恼怒、结党、纷争、异端。
20. Idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions,Heresies.
21节，嫉妒、凶杀、醉酒、荒宴等类，我从前告诉你们，现在又告诉你们，行这样事人必不能承受神的果。
21. Envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like. And I also told you in time past that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God.
如果我们读这两节经文，有时候会我们感觉 的很恐惧战惊。
Sometimes when we read these several verses, we feel scared.
为什么呢？因为它讲得非常的严重。
Why? Because the scriptures talk something very seriously.
就是如果说我们有以上这些不好的行为，我们是不能够承受神的国的。
If we have any evil behavior, which mentioned in these verses, we cannot inherit the kingdom of God.
所以呢，这个但是其实，这些经文呢，它讲不能受神的国，它讲的是最后一个结果。
However, the three verses talks about the final result actually.
它并不是说今天，我们偶然被情欲过犯所胜，那我们就 马上就与神的国无分的。
It doesn't talk about nowadays. It's not to say, when we have this kind of the lust of flesh, we have no relationship with the kingdom of God.
因为我们知道说每个人或多或少都会在这些情，我们都会在情欲上的事情，我们都会犯下过错。
As we know, everyone, have a different kind of the mistakes in those, lust of the flesh, more or less.
因为每个人都在肉体，每个人都软弱。
Because everyone is in the flesh, everyone is weak.
所以比如说有时候我们会嫉妒别人呢，有时候我们会贪恋别人的东西。
For example, sometimes we have envy to others, we have the covetousness,to other people's possessions.
那有时候我们跟别人在一起的时候会荒宴醉酒。
Sometimes we will become drunker together with our friend.
但是呢，今天这个圣经告诉我们就是这些事情，其实我们既然知道这些是不对的，我们就要远离他们。
And the scripture tells us, since we know those lusts of the flesh.Are not correct. We should be we should flee away from them.
因为如果你顺着情欲而行它最终的结局就是败坏就是跟神的国没有关系。
If you submit to the lust of the flesh, the final result will become destroyed and has no any relationship with the kingdom of God.
这个对我们每一个信主耶稣基督的人都是一个提醒。
And this is a reminder to every believer.Who has the faith in Jesus?
我们不要认为说今天我只要说我们受洗了受圣灵了那我们的信仰就结束了。
It's not to say our faith journey has ended since we already be baptized and received the Holy Spirit.
其实当我们受洗受圣灵之后我们信仰才是真正的开始。
Actually, since we are baptized and received the Holy Spirit, it is the start and beginning of our faith.
在我们一生的这个人生的道路当中我们都是要顺从圣灵的引导。
In our whole life, we should submit to the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
在我们一生的过程当中我们都要跟这个肉体情欲来征战。
In our whole life, we should fight against with the lust of the flesh.
因为这个我们到时候这个情欲它我想这个肉体的情欲它怀胎它会生出罪来罪长成它会生出死来。
As we know, the lust of the flesh conceives and then it generates the things, and the things will generate the death.
我们今天跟肉体的情欲征战就是跟罪来征战。
When we fight against with the lust of the flesh, actually we against with the things.
神赐给我们圣灵就是要帮助我们来胜过这些肉体的情欲的。
The reason why God gave us the Holy Spirit is for helping us overcome the lust of the flesh.
所以我们一定要知道真理加太书第五章里面所讲圣灵所结的果子是一定是指一个人受圣灵之后才发生的事情。
The scriptures in the chapter 5 of the book of Galatians,talks about the fruits of the Spirit. It refers to we bear the spiritual fruits after we receive the Holy Spirit.
那很多人他在受圣灵之前很多人说那这个人好像怎么也有这个圣灵果子上面所讲的这些东西呢
And somebody raised up a question, why some people looks like they have the fruits of the Spirit even before they receive the Holy Spirit.
比如说有些人这个人他没有有些人他没有受圣灵甚至没信耶稣他也很有爱心。
And some people questioned, that person, doesn't believe in Jesus, and, but he looks like has a very good love heart.
那有的时候或者说这个没有圣灵他也很喜乐，也很和平，也很忍耐。
And that person haven't received the Holy Spirit, but why he looks like very long-suffering, patient, and love heart?
那是因为这个是他们自己所结出来的果子。
Those are the fruits from themselves.
那我们知道说，因为这里讲的是说，圣灵所结的果子，就是圣灵帮助我们做到的。
The fruit of the Holy Spirit refers to the things that Holy Spirit help us to achieve.
那你说有些人他能不能做到这个仁爱、喜乐、和平呢？也能，他有人也能做到，但是他不够完全。
For those people who don't have the Holy Spirit, if they can become love, joy, and peace, yes, they can.
但不完全。
But they are not complete.
我们就是说，我们知道说，很多人他也讲究爱心，但是他的爱只是局限于在自己或自己的家人朋友。
As we know, some people also focus on love. However, the love he show up mainly go to his family members or friends.
那有人说别人对我很好，那我要把爱心给我愿意付出我的爱心给他。
In their mindset, they think, since other people treat me very well, so I need to show my love to them too.
但是如果一个人他很不好那我有权利不我有权利选择不去爱他。
However, in case somebody doesn't treat me very well, I have the right to not to treat him well too.
所以这个是人的爱就是出于人自己的。
This is a love from man, come from the desire of man.
但是圣经告诉我们说，什么是神的爱？就是耶稣基督的爱，就是在。我们还做罪人的时候，耶稣就为我们而死，神的爱就再次显明了。
However, what is the love of God? What is the love of Jesus? The scripture in the Bible tells us, when we are still sinners, Jesus already loves us.
对，神的爱就在这个地方显明
出来。And the love of God has been embodied on it since we are the sinners.
也就是说，神爱我们，并不是说我们本身行为有多好啊。
God love us doesn't because of our good behavior or works.
而是在我们这个还是罪人的时候神就预定主耶稣基督要降生世界上为我们受死受难。
When we were still the sinners, God already planned that the Lord Jesus Christ would descended on the earth and were sacrificed on the cross for us.
所以很多人看见这个耶稣他在世界上跟罪人吃饭就不理解说这个人怎么能到罪人家去做饭呢 吃饭呢
When some people saw Jesus were sitting together with the sinners to eat, they questioned, how can he eat the food together with the sinners?
耶稣说人子来他不是要叫义人悔改，还在罪人悔改。
However, Jesus answered, "The Son of Man came not for letting the righteous man to repent, but to let the sinners to repent."
所以我们这个真正的爱其实告诉我们说，要完完全全的去爱神，还有爱人如同自己。
The true love is completely love God and love neighbors is ourselves.
不管这个人他的背景怎么样他的品行怎么样或者说他是对待我们怎么样我们也能够用主耶稣的爱去爱他。
It doesn't matter what kind of the men they are and how what kind of their what kind of the words they have.
或他对我们怎么样。
Or how they treat us.And we should love him just like the Lord Jesus Christ loves us.
所以你看耶稣他说如果有人打你左脸你右脸给他打。
So Jesus told us, if somebody beat your right face, you need to show your left face for him to beat.
有人拿你的外衣你把里衣给他。
If somebody take out your outward garment, you give him your inner garment.
如果有人强逼你替他走一里路你就同他走两里路。
If somebody forced you to work together with him for 1 mile, and then you work together with him for 2 miles.
因为神叫日头照好人也照坏人。
Because God let the sun to shine on both righteous and unrighteous.
神叫 降雨给好人也给不好的人。
And God descended the rains for both righteous and unrighteous.
哦，我们要像神一样。
We should be the same as God.
哦，我们要有这样的爱心。
We should have the same love heart.
哦，那其实人他是没有办法做到这种爱心的。
But actually, it is impossible for men to have such kind of the love heart as God.
哦，因此只有圣灵在我们心中的时候，和圣灵来帮助我们，圣灵结出果子来。我们才有这样爱心在我们身上彰显体现出来。
And therefore, only when the Holy Spirit dwells in our heart, and then, we have this kind of the power to show, the love of God, because, it is the Holy Spirit to take the power in our heart.
啊，再比如说这个，我们有一个人，我们讲喜乐哈，我们讲人的喜乐，一个人说，我平时很喜乐，啊。
Another example about joy. Some people say.I'm very joyful.
但是人的喜乐都是建立在这个很建立在一些条件上面的。
However, the joy of man always is established on some conditions.
比如说今天我找到一份好的工作，我感觉很喜乐。
For example, today I find a very good job, and then I feel so happy.
或者说今天我的考试通过了，我很喜乐。
For example, I pass.An exam, I feel so happy.
就是，我今天都看到说我们的儿女对我们的很孝顺，我很喜乐。
For example, I observe that my children honor me so well. I feel so happy.
但是呢，当我们在患难当中的时候，或者当我们在病痛当中，你就很难喜乐起来。
However, in case you are in the tribulation, or in the sickness, it's very hard for you to become happy.
比如说一个人他。做生意亏损了很多钱啊，你说你要喜乐，他就觉得我不喜乐不起来。
For example, if a businessman lose the money in his business, it's very hard for him to become happy.
那或者说一个人生重病在床上，你一定说你要喜乐，你要喜乐，他会觉得说你在开玩笑。
Another example, if somebody got a very serious sick.And have to lay down on the bed, and then you persuade him to say, "You need to be joyful, joyful." He will feel very impossible to become joyful. He will feel you are making a joke to him.
但是呢，我们知道说，今天如果有圣灵在我们里面，其实我们知道说，这个喜乐它并不是从外界而来的，不是从人而来，而是从神而来的。
But we know, in case, as long as we have the Holy Spirit dwelling inside.This joy will come from our heart, internally, not come from external environment.
这个喜乐跟你拥有多少钱、拥有多少房子、车子是无关的。
This kind of the joyful joys come from inside has no any relationship with if we own any house or any car or any other material things.
也跟你所在的环境是没有关系。
And it doesn't have any relationship with the environment where you are in.
无论你是在顺境当中或在逆境当中，其实你都能够喜乐起来。
No matter if you are in a good condition or bad condition, you will feel the joys.
因为这个喜乐它是从你内里面这个圣灵给你的。
Because this joy.Is given by the Holy Spirit from our heart.
比如你看耶稣当时候，他被圣灵感动，他就非常喜乐。但是周围人他不能理解主耶稣的喜乐在哪里。
And the Lord Jesus Christ was inspired by the Holy Spirit and felt very joyful. But the people surrounding him didn't understand why Jesus looked so joyful.
因为从人看来耶稣他没有枕头没有枕头的地方没有住的地方。甚至没有吃饭的地方，从来看他没有办法喜乐的。
Because in the judgment of men, they didn't think Jesus could be joyful because he didn't have any place to sleep, or sleep or live.
但是呢，耶稣的喜乐其实是从圣灵而来，从他里面发出来的。
Actually, the joys that Jesus had.Come from his inside, come from the Holy Spirit.
那其实圣灵要把这样的喜乐赐给我们。
Actually, the Holy Spirit will give the same joys to us.
那这个就是圣灵所结的果子。
This is the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
再比如说平安。
Another example is peace.
那 但是我们看今天我们很多人就追求和平，就是想要有平安有和平。
In this world, men seek the peace. They want to have the harmony. They want to have the peaceful life.
今天很多人出门的时候，他就会门上写了一个出入平安。
Some people paste a post on their door, which is written, peace. When you go out and come back.
那么问好的时候，我们互相来祝愿，说愿你平安。
When we meet and greet to each other, sometimes we sometimes we say peace be with you.
但是我们知道人所认的平安，就是说我今天我安一切安好，没有发生这个灾祸灾难啊，这个就是和平。
So in our mind side, we think peace means that we are very well, we don't have any disaster.
但是你看从主耶稣里面来这个和平啊，它也是跟这种这个环境它是没有关系的。
But actually, the true peace comes from Jesus Christ, has no any relationship with the environment.
耶稣对门徒说，在世上有苦难，但是在我里面有平安。
Jesus said to others, in this world you have the sufferings, but in me you have the true peace.
也就是这个主耶稣的应许，就是你们在世界上肉身里一定会遭受苦难。
This is a promise from Jesus. The meaning of the word of Jesus is in this word, we will encounter the sufferings in our flesh.
但是你只要你信耶稣，你不会被这个苦难所打倒。
But if you keep the faith in Jesus, you will not be overcome by these sufferings.
你在耶稣里面，你会享受真正的平安。
You will have the true peace in Jesus.
你会觉得这个你在耶稣里面，你会知道是这个。这个苦难啊，神都会帮助你解决。
And in Jesus, you know, actually, this kind of the sufferings will be resolved and removed by God.
有时候我们看到说这个前面这个苦难非常巨大，实际上我们凭着信心，我们知道这个是神领给我们恩典更加大。
Sometimes, we see the sufferings in front of us is very big. It's very big.But actually, as long as we have the faith in Jesus, we know the grace comes from God. Behind these sufferings will be much more bigger.
Yeah, and 神
will be greater.
神要给我们封这个永远的平安在我们里面。
God will give us the eternal peace in us.
所以这个就是从后面还很多不同，就是从怎么是讲这个讲是说从神而来的一些。果子跟从圣而来果子它是有区别的。
The fruits of man and the fruits of the spirit are different.
所以今天我们要明白我们不一个人我们他是没有办法从外表就要判断这个人知道这个果子他很难就判断这个果子是来自于人的还来自于神的。
From the outward appearance is very hard for others to tell the fruit on this man come from himself or come from the spirit.
但是我们自己当我们自己受圣的时候，我们如果我们领接触圣灵的果子，其实我们可以知道这个是来自于圣灵的能力。
When we receive the Holy Spirit and in our life we bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit, we know by ourselves.That actually this fruit comes from the power of the Holy Spirit.
那今天这个很多弟兄姐妹还没有受圣灵，他不把这些从人而来的果子当做了这个受圣灵的凭据，其实这是不对的。
Some brother and sister, or some people misunderstand that the fruit of the The fruit of the
人的果子
man is the evidence to know who has received the Holy Spirit or not. But this is the wrong judge.
比如说一些弟兄姐妹，他说：“你看这个人以前脾气很暴躁，但是他信耶稣之后变得温柔，他受圣灵的。”
Somebody say, this brother or sister, he had a very bad temper before, but now his temper has been changed.He must have received the Holy Spirit.
其实他这个 这个不一定的，因为有些人他是被圣灵感动，然后他愿意去改变，他自己就改从暴躁 改变成温柔。
We cannot do this judgment because we don't know. Because when this brother or sister is inspired by the Holy Spirit, his temper will also change.
啊，所以有时候当一个人信耶稣之后，他被圣灵感动，其他很多行为他也会发生改变。
When the people come to believe in Jesus, because of the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, his behavior will also be changed.
啊，因为他愿意来遵行神的道理，愿意去结果子，其实这个是好事啊。
If somebody is willing to obey the words of God and willing to bear the fruits, this is a good thing.
我们再举个例子，比如说当时这个施洗约翰从悔改来接受，有法利赛人他们文字法利赛人想要来受洗，约翰就责备他们说，毒蛇种类，谁指示你们逃避将来的愤怒，谁让你们受洗呢？
I will give you another example. When the John Baptist conducted the baptism of the repentance, some Pharisees and scribes come and want to take the baptism. However, John Baptist blamed them to say, the seeds of the serpent, who tell you to flee away from the wrath of God in the future?
那你们要结出悔改的种子来，你们要结出果子来，与悔改的心相称。
You need to bear the fruits of the repentance, which match with you, repentant heart.
也就是约翰告诉他们说，你们行为要改变。
It means, John Baptist told Pharisees and scribes they need to change their works.
这个呢，就是告诉他们说，你们人要自己努力。要自己努力，要结出果子啊。
And the verses tells to us, as men, we should do our labor to bear the fruits.
因为我们知道那时候圣灵还没有降下来，所以就结出果子与悔改的心相称。这个指的说，人他自己要悔改和要结果子啊。
So when John Baptist say to Pharisees and scribes, you need to bear the fruits.To match your heart of repentance, at that time period, the Holy Spirit not yet descended yet. So it refers to Pharisees and scribes need to show their labor to bear the fruits.
通过自己。
According to their own works.
但是今天当这个圣灵来到之后，我们自己要努力去结果子，但是我们知道自己力量是不足啊，那我们在不足情况下，我们要依靠圣灵帮助来结出果子来。
But nowadays, this is the time that Holy Spirit are descending again. We know it is very limited for us to bear the fruits just by our own works. So we should.Rely on the power of the Holy Spirit to bear the fruits of the Spirit.
也就是说，我们两个都是需要的哈。
We need both.
不是说今天圣灵的果子是结，但是我们自己就不用去结果子，不是这样子。
It's not to say Holy Spirit help us bear the fruits, but we don't need to do any labor by ourselves.
就是今天我们自己要尽力去做，但是呢，当我们在不足的时候，圣灵他也会去做工，圣灵会结出果子来。协助他这个能力来。
We should do our labor with all our heart and soul and mind, and meanwhile, the Holy Spirit will also help us to bear the fruit of the Spirit.
所以这个就是这样的，这个圣灵的果子跟我们之间的关系。
So what I mentioned above is regarding the relationship between our own words.And the fruit of the Spirit.
那也我们也是讲这个圣灵果子和跟受圣灵的关系啊。
We explained the relationship between the fruit of the Spirit and the Holy Spirit.
也就是说，一个人他要结出圣灵果，要圣灵要结出果子，必须这个一定要先受圣灵，他才会结果子啊。
The first point is. someone must, somebody should have already received the Holy Spirit first. And then, in case he submit to the guidance of the Holy Spirit will help him bear there the fruit of the Spirit.
但是呢，我们今天没有办法通过这个圣灵的果子来判断这个人是不是受圣灵。
However, the fruit of the Holy Spirit is not the criteria for us to discern who has received the Holy Spirit.
因为你不知道这个果子它应该表现出来的这些果子是来自于人呢，还是来自于圣灵呢？
Because we as men, we don't know the fruits, from that man.Come from himself or come from the spirit.
这个只有神知道，人是不知道。
This is only known by God, but not man.
那我们再想想这期这个人啊，还有一些人把这个圣灵的果子跟圣灵恩赐他混作一谈
The second point I want to explain is some people misunderstand the fruit of the Holy Spirit and the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
有些人说这个圣灵果子就是圣灵恩赐，圣灵果子恩赐就是圣灵果子，其实不对的。
Some people think the fruit of the Holy Spirit is the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and the gifts of the Holy Spirit is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. But this is the but this is the wrong understanding.
以这个我们来看一下圣灵恩赐是什么。
Let's read the scripture to know what are the spiritual gifts.
我们来看哥林多前书十二章。
Let's read the First Corinthians chapter 12.
第四节到第十一节。
Verse 4 up to 11.
哥林多前书十二章四到十一节。
First Corinthians chapter 12, verse 4 up to 11.
第四节，奉耶稣圣名读。圣恩赐原有分别，圣灵却是一位。
Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit.
第五节，执事已有分别，主却是一位。
There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord.
第六节，功用也有分别，神却是一位，在众人里运行一切的事。
And there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all.
第七节，圣灵显在个人身上，是叫人得益处。
But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all.
第八节，这人蒙圣灵赐他智慧的言语，那人也蒙视为圣灵赐他知识的言语。
For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit.
第九节，又有一人蒙智慧圣灵赐他信心，还有一人蒙智慧圣灵赐他医病的恩赐。
To another faith by the same Spirit.To another gift of healing by the same Spirit.
第十节，又叫一人能行异能，又叫一人能做先知，又叫一人能辨别诸灵，又叫一人能说方言，又叫一人能翻方言。
To another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues.
第十一节，这一切都是作为圣灵所运行，随己意分给个人的。
But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as his will.
所以这一段的经文它讲的是圣灵的恩赐。
This paragraph of the scriptures talks about the spiritual gifts.
那我们知道说这个恩赐它讲说是圣灵它所是运行在众人当中随己意来分给个人
And the verse tells us.
第十一节。
The verse tells us, the Holy Spirit works all these things and distributes to everyone individually according to the will of Him.
那为什么圣灵要分给众人不同的恩赐呢
？Why the Holy Spirit distributes different spiritual gifts to each one？
这边讲很清楚是为了让个人的益处得到造就。
Because Holy Spirit wants everyone to be edified and have the profit.
所以这个恩赐的目的就是为了造就别人。
So the purpose of the spiritual gift is for edifying others.
我们知道说一个人他如果他有爱心但是他没有恩赐没有能力其实他是 很难去帮助到别人的。
As we know, even if we have the love heart, but without the spiritual gifts, it's very hard for us to help others.
因此在哥林多前书14章第一节他说我们要追求爱也要追求属灵的恩赐其中最要追求切慕的助先知讲道。
So that's why, God tells us in, verse 1 of chapter 14, First Corinthians, that we need to pursue love, but we also need to pursue, greater spiritual gifts. Among all the spiritual gifts, we should pursue, to become prophet, to prophesy.
那也就是说今天我们如果愿意追求其实神他也会把这个恩赐赐给我们。
As long as we are willing to pursue, God will give the spiritual gift to us.
我知道有一个姐妹她这个信耶稣不久但她非常的切慕来做讲道人。
I know a sister, who came to believe in Jesus just for a short time, but he pursued a lot to become a prophet. To preach the word of God.
然后他就整天听到他就是吃饭的时候听到走在路上也听到然后回到家里面就也听到。
So he started to hear the preaching sermon every day, no matter on, working on the road or staying at home, except eating the food. So every day, he spent the majority of the time to hear the sermon.
然后听说哪里有学习和圣经学习他都非常积极去参加。
So, as long as he knows some places has the Bible study, he actively to participate the Bible studies.
那过两年或三年的一生真的就帮助他圣经赐给他的恩赐他就属灵的知识可以开始讲到。
After two or three years, the Holy Spirit, gave her, the spiritual gift.And give her the spiritual knowledge. So by which she started to preach the gospel.
那当然我们知道说这个只要圣灵愿意，当然他圣灵感动，所以讲话他就可以讲到的。
As long as somebody is inspired by the Holy Spirit, she or he can speak out the word of God.
但是这不代表说我们可以不追求
But it doesn't means we don't need to pursue.
因为如果你不追求的话，可能今天圣灵感动你，明天就不感动你。
If we don't pursue, we will lose the inspiration from the Holy Spirit.
为什么说有些弟兄姐妹他讲到能够越讲越好
Why some brothers sisters, why some brothers or sisters, preach the word of God better and better?
因为圣灵常常感动他，他常常。追求这个圣灵属灵这个、追求属灵恩赐
Because he, always, pursue the spiritual gifts from the Holy Spirit. So that's why he are inspired. He's inspired by the Holy Spirit often.
有些弟兄姐妹他就追求这个关怀别人所以他就真的是爱心的恩赐。
Some brothers and sisters pursue to care about others. So God gives them the spiritual gifts. So Holy Spirit, gave him the love heart.
Yeah, 所以这样就是说，他能够有关怀能力
So that he has the power, to care about others.
那这个就是讲的是属灵恩赐，它是目的是为帮助别人，给别人带来造就的而言的。
The purpose, for God to give man the spiritual gifts is.Because God want men to help each other, edify each other.
但那个有些人他还没有受圣灵可能圣灵感动他，使用他，他也有这个赐给他恩赐去使用
Even if somebody have not received the Holy Spirit, he or she, can be inspired by the Holy Spirit and then have, such kind of the spiritual gifts.
比如说五旬节的时候这个当时很多人这个听见门徒们说方言受洗说方言很多人圣灵就开通他们耳朵使他们能够放方言。
For example, in the day of the Pentecost, there are many disciples received the Holy Spirit and speak the tongues. And those people who surrounded the disciples, could understood their they are speaking in the tongues, as their hometowns, because God gave them the gifts of the interpretation.
但这耶稣说，当他再来的时候，有很多人找到耶稣说：“主啊，说我们不是奉你名、义奉名、传道奉名、赶鬼、行很多异能吗？”啊。
The Bible says, in the future when Jesus come again, there will be many people say to the Lord Jesus, I preach the word in the name of you, I cast out the demons and heal the sickness in the name of you.
啊，也就是说，他们也有属灵的恩赐。
So it means there are many people have the spiritual gifts.
但是主耶稣说，我不认识你们。
But Jesus answered to them, I don't know you.
也就是说，这些属灵恩赐，它虽然能够使我们能够造就别人，但是呢，这个属灵恩赐它并不能使我们得救。
So, the answer from Jesus means the spiritual gifts can edify others, but the spiritual gifts cannot save us to the kingdom of God.
也就是说，这些医病赶鬼，它并不能救我们的，不能成为这个我们得救的凭据。
The gifts of casting out the demons and healing the sickness, are not the evidence of our salvation.
即便一个人认为说我有信心能够很有信心其实圣灵赐给他这个信心他这个信心他也没有办法他如果不遵到圣灵而言他也没有办法得救。
Even if he has the faith, but without obedience to the word of God, he still cannot be saved.
所以这个就是讲这个 是属灵的恩赐跟这个跟圣灵果子它是有不同的。
The spiritual gifts are different from the fruits of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵果是圣灵，我们自己跟圣灵关系。圣灵恩赐是圣灵是用我们来造就别人的。
The fruits of the Holy Spirit is the relationship between us and God, but the spiritual gifts are the ones God gives to us for edifying others.
那么今天这个我们最重要就是要领受这个圣灵这个。受圣灵印记这个才是受圣灵印记才是得救的凭据。
So to us, the evidence of the salvation is, we should have the evidence of the salvation which is the seal of the Holy Spirit.
那么知道说这个圣灵，因为他讲说我们要受圣的印记。
The Bible tells us we should be sealed.We should be sealed of the Holy Spirit.
我们看以弗所书第一章。
Let's read Ephesians chapter 1.
13节14节。
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13 and 14.
13节，好，奉耶稣圣名读。你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救福音也信了基督，既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
13. Therefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus,13. In him you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise.
第四节，这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，只等到神之名被赎时，他荣耀得到称赞。
14. Who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchase the possession to the praise of his glory.
这告诉我们说今天我们要领受圣灵的印记，这个是我们的天国基业的一个凭据。
And the verse tells us we should be sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the guarantee of our inheritance in the heaven.
那其实圣灵它本身就是一个印记。
The Holy Spirit himself is the seal.
当我们受圣的时候，神就派天使在我们额头上盖个印。
When we receive the Holy Spirit, God sent angel to seal on our forehead.
所以神认识这个印记这个神可以看得到，天使魔鬼都能看得到。
This seal on our forehead can be seen by both God and the angels.
魔鬼。
And even evil demons.
所以在受圣的时候，魔鬼就知道说这个是属神的。
So when we receive the Holy Spirit, Satan knows we belong to God.
那神也。圣灵证明认识认识他是神看印记认识这些是我的百姓。
And God knows we are the people of him according to the seal.
所以这个那这个受这个印记呢，它的关键在哪里？就是在要听见真理的道。
What is the importance of having the seal? It is we should hear the truth of the gospel first.
然后要信从这个真理。
And we should believe in this truth.
因为圣灵就是真理。
Because the Holy Spirit is the truth.
所以我们今天呢要看一个教会它有没有真理。就是其实就是要看有没有这个圣灵，其实就是要看他讲的道理对不对。
So today, how we know, if this church has the Holy Spirit or not, we should look at if the words the church preach is the truth or not.
不是如果他讲的道理他违背圣经跟圣灵跟这里不一样，他肯定是没有圣灵的。
If the words preached by this church deviate from the truth in the Bible, is different from the truth in the Bible, this church should not have the Holy Spirit dwelling inside.
即便我们看他的这个人，这个教会弟兄姊妹好像也结出了很多的果子来，很多这个也有很多神迹奇事。
Even if it looks like the brethren in this church bear many fruits or they have many miracles.
但是如果没有真理，他一定是不会有圣灵降下来。
But if they don't preach the truth, it definitely has no Holy Spirit descending in this church and dwelling inside.
今天我们一定要靠着真理才能够到神那边去，才能得救。
Today, we should rely on the truth to be saved and come to God.
耶稣说，我就道路真理生命，都不借我，没有人到父那里去。
Jesus said, I am the way, the truth and the life. Without through me, nobody can go to the Heavenly Father.
所以信耶稣要信主耶稣所讲的话，就是信耶稣所带来的真理真道。
Believe in Jesus means we need to believe in the words of Jesus, believe in the truth Jesus brings to us.
很多人说信耶稣，但是他只是相信耶稣这个名字，但是他并不遵照耶稣话去行，这个并不是真正在信耶稣。
Some people believe the name of Jesus, but doesn't obey the word of Jesus, it is not true, the faith in Jesus.
我们如果爱耶稣爱神，也就要遵照耶稣就存心。
If we love Jesus, love God, we should obey and follow the word of Jesus.
我们看约翰一书。
Let's read the first John.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
第三节到第六节。
First John, chapter 2, verse 3 up to 6.
约翰一书二章三到六节。
First John, chapter 2, verse 3 up to 6.
第三节，奉耶稣圣名读。我们若遵守他的诫命，就晓得是认识他。
Now by this we know that we know him if we keep his commandments.
第四节，人若说我认识他，却不遵守他的诫命，便是说谎话，真理也不在他心里的。
He who says I know him and does not keep his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him.
第五节，凡遵守主道的，爱神的心在他里面实在是完全的。从此我们知道我们是在主里面。
But whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him.By this we know that we are in him.
第六节，人若说他住在主里边，就该自己照主所行而去行。
He who says he abides in him ought himself also to work just as he worked.
就是，
Thanks God.
这就告诉我们了，今天要遵守主的道理，要遵守神的诫命。
So it tells us today we shall keep the words of Jesus and also keep his commandments.
这样呢，神我们叫愿意顺从真理，神就把应许的圣灵赐给我们。
As long as we are willing to submit to the truth, God will give us the Holy Spirit as the promise.
然后呢，这个又方说方言作为受圣的一个凭据。
And also use speaking the tongue as the evidence that we receive the Holy Spirit.
所以我们到这边，我们就非常的清晰
It's very obvious.
就是说。圣灵的果子、圣的恩、属灵恩子跟圣灵印记它是不同的。
The fruits of the Holy Spirit and the gifts of the Holy Spirit and the fill of the Holy Spirit are different.
好，我们要追求这个我们要依靠圣，我们要顺从圣灵来，使圣灵会帮助我们结出果子来。
When we rely on the power of the Holy Spirit will help us bear the fruits.
那我们要这么追求这个属灵恩赐圣灵就会赐给我们各种各样不同的恩赐。
When we pursue the spiritual gifts, the Holy Spirit will give us all kinds of the spiritual gifts.
当我们听见真理，顺从真理，神会把这个真理圣灵赐给我们当作印记。
When we hear the word of truth and also obey the word of truth, God will give us the Holy Spirit as a seal.
感谢神，愿主耶稣来带领祝福每个弟兄姐妹。
Thank God. May the Lord Jesus Christ guide and bless every brother and sister.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.